This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I'm looking at the thing like, what do I want to do? Me and Wiley Dufresne. And we're at the cat Chipotle.
Yeah.
They have all these like cat cafes, of course, now. And then there's the one Chipotle where there's cats. It's the same. Everything is the same.
Food, there's cats on the everywhere. Counter.
Not in the food.
Working the soda fountain.
Not in the food, but
no,
around,
they're allowed to walk
around
through.
The food.
But they
yeah.
are allowed to walk
because
through
because you know
the
they always want to see what's going on whenever you're
when you're like, scooping anything.
Yes,
they go, is that for me? But they're allowed to walk through the beans.
And there's almost not enough room with how many of them there are. Some of them are going to have to be around the beans at any given time, mm-hmm. just because the space issues.
Yeah.
So I order, say, the okay, and the chicken and beans
and the
tomatoes.
Double beans.
Yep. Yes. Chicken, beans, yes. tomatoes. Roll it up. Uh-huh. And we
are, roll, you roll it up, I bowl it up.
I like to
what
make.
What I love, I like you to, can roll it up or bowl
I
it up.
I like to make my own bowl. I say, roll it up, but give me the bowl, and I will sort of spread it around the way I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes when they bowl it up, I wind up spending most of my meal reorganizing
spreading
in a way that makes sense for me.
Yeah.
So that is smart, and I'm going to try your style next time.
And at the beginning, their feelings are a little hurt, but then eventually they're just like, oh, this is like, they know me, and and there's cats everywhere. So I get to the checkout area, and it's time to pay for my food.
Okay, I didn't know about
this
part.
It's time to give them money for the food.
Okay, I didn't know about this part. Which, this is what, a store?
Yes, this is, it really sounded like you had been to this place many times.
Okay, you didn't say that.
So I open my wallet, and
cat comes out?
No.
Be funny though, huh?
It's
could be funny, cat pops out of the wallet.
So I open my wallet.
Oh, this is my credit cat.
Yeah, cat. It's too small. Huh? A cat would never.
Flat cat.
I open my wallet and it's.
They breed for all different traits.
It's moths. Moths fly out.
Oh.
Three moths.
Oh.
And I am doing great.
Wow, you left the light on.
Yes, I had found, yes, there's a little blinking light in my wallet so I can find it in the dark. If I'm like sort of waking up with someone that I have met recently and I don't want to like turn the light on, I just have to like make my little escape, you know.
Mm.
I need all of my clothes and my wallet and my shoes and my keys to be blinking, like be sending out like a beacon.
Ah,
so I can find them in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like some moths got in there, ate my money. Now, of course, they're flying around. And the cats are like basically becoming like feral at the sight of these moths.
Mm-hmm.
They're reverting to some like prehistoric state.
Yes, and it's their instinct. And they breed them for certain traits. Mm-hmm. Flatness is one I mentioned. But you can't breed out of them the instinct to do a big jumpy when you see a moth.
Yes. And so they start...
And be swatting and basically going nuts.
Yes. And so they start jumping in the, you know, a
in
lot
the
of them are falling into the beans.
Yes.
The cashier is like, doesn't want to... be rude, and so is like trying to figure out how much of food I can get in exchange for these moths.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is like, okay, that's fine. It assumes it's like a cultural thing.
Yeah.
And like, now you don't want to be like, oh, that's just because we use money in America. You can't pay with a moth.
Right.
So he's like,
where
kind
does
of
he
like,
think you're from?
From what is a funny thing to say?
Yeah, that's not offensive in any way.
No, but I'm trying to like use moth. Is there a country that I was thinking Monaco like could be Mothico, but Mothico. It doesn't really.
Yeah, because Monaco almost I would think monarch.
When I introduce Martha, I can say her name is Mothra.
That's funny.
Now, but that's not for right now.
People are probably wondering why the story is going so long, but our guest explicitly told us that she was shooting late last night, that she didn't really want to be that involved in the show, and we couldn't
so
be more
stretching
thrilled.
Out
so we're
the
like, well, let's just keep
time.
Doing the story. This shit's funny to me. The fucking yes. moth is making the cats go crazy. That shit's cracking me up. So, like, what am I going to... You know, not dig in and go, okay, what country has moths?
But now I've found this place where the only way out is to introduce the guest.
Mothbekistan.
Mammoth.
Like the Mammoth? Ski resort?
The fucking
he thinks I'm
California?
From the ski resort?
Mammoth? He thinks it's a cultural thing where you're from Mammoth. What the fuck? Martha, did you understand that? Can Martha. You pick that apart for me? Don't drink your water right now.
I'm really sorry.
Of all the times.
Jesus.
Of impeccable timing. I think that Kevin is thinking that Mammoth has the word moth in it.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's maybe you guys would pretend to not know that isn't a country.
Pretend and, not to know something. That's not the show.
Yeah, I know it's a reversal of the norm to take Kevin's side, but...
Smart in this case, though. You've sort of said, so did we put like cards on the table? It's Martha Kelly.
Martha Kelly, famous comedian.
Well,
funny lady. We're friends on Twitter.
Yes.
Such great animals posting that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. On the TV show and the cool show, huh?
Well, it depends on if you think a very
Baskets.
Like
Baskets.
A small audience, the smaller the about, audience, the cooler the you, show. If
just
that's
one
how
second,
you define
just one
it.
Second.
Oh, sorry.
Do you know about Hank Baskets?
Hank Baskets? No.
He was married to one of Hef's girls. Is that right?
Wow, so now I'm going to have to admit that I don't know about Hank Baskets.
He was a receiver for, look up Hank Baskets.
Is he a
The Eagles.
The Eagles.
The Eagles.
And the Vikings. And the Colts.
And who was he married to? I want to say one of those famous.
Kendra Wilkinson.
And she's the most famous one.
Oh, yes, and now I realize I do know Hank Baskets. Because... I did watch an episode of Kendra's
Kendra
show.
On Top.
Is that the show?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So you know the name of the show. You don't know Hank Baskets, but you do know the name of Kendra, her show.
I just, as a quick aside, I can't hear my own microphone in
You
my
haven't
earphones.
Heard any of this.
I can't.
Okay.
Should I?
So
I
can't believe how well this is going.
There's a little knob in front of you. That maybe would help.
That's just her headphones, though.
Oh, now I can hear my...
Okay, but that was the solution.
Okay, so sorry. Yes. So I haven't watched an episode of Kendra on Top.
Sorry. Do you want us to do the whole beginning again? Because it seems like you weren't hearing like some of this really funny shit.
You would have been laughing, I think, more at my cat story in the beginning. Because I did it for you because you love cats.
Yeah.
I did... Well, I have a... It's a complicated answer. I do want you to do it all over again, but I did hear it. I just love picturing the cats falling into the beans. I want to be able to live that again.
Funny visual, and we do a lot of that stuff.
It's funny comments, but we
pictures
also
in
do.
Your mind.
Yeah, we try to create images for the audience at home because it's it's audio. And so you can't see what's going on. And there's a freedom in that where we could say that almost anything is happening.
I love
cats and beans.
And I just have a fan request, like people do on message boards for film sequels, for the next Cat Chipotle story, could there be a flat cat coming out of the wallet behind the moth.
Chasing the moth?
Chasing it.
That would be a good twist at the end because Hayes really shut down that idea, didn't he?
Well, I don't want to take sides.
Well, That is a better version of the idea because I established that there's
the
cats
moths had
everywhere.
To come out.
The
in
moths
order
have to come out
story
first,
moving.
And then there's another cat and the envelope. It is an escalation, a heightening.
But I think in that version of the idea, we need me to suggest that a flat cat came out and for you to say no, and then at the very end. What do you know? Like,
there
because then we've really
cat.
Put it out of the audience's mind. Oh, there won't be a flat
They've
cat.
Totally forgotten about it. As soon as I say no, they forget that you ever said it.
We're going to cook this up.
We have to just, like, get cards on the table here. You know about this tri-month that everyone is doing promotions for at this point. Kevin.
Tri-month the comic dog.
Kevin has.
Remember?
when he first
Hold
introduced
on,
this.
Martha, answer. Do you remember? Do you remember what I'm sort of sounding like?
I think that you're talking about Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. Triumph the Comic Dog. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Eminem was so angry.
Jack and Triumph.
Eminem. God damn it.
Pissed as hell, man. Where he grew up, okay, I understand you're saying, oh, it's silly, there's a puppet. Puppet. Okay, whatever.
Why
Where
are
he
you
grew
so
up,
mad at that puppet, yeah.
A man puts his hand in your face.
Yeah.
Tries to climb. A grown man's got his hand in your face.
Yeah.
You can't just let that slide.
No.
And so we're removing Eminem from context here by saying, oh, he's a celebrity at the MTV Movie Awards. Well, he's not that far removed from fucking 8 Mile, one of the longest streets I've ever heard of.
And so I'm remembering this correctly. Did he punch the puppet?
He... Definitely,
kind of
I think,
it.
Mushed him.
Yeah.
He kind of mushed him more than punched.
And we've been talking about Senior Wences a lot on the show lately.
Of course.
A similar thing. You don't really hear a lot about Senior Wences anymore. And that's because he did try to do the similar, you know, he would like draw a face on his hand.
Right.
With a little mustache. And it would talk to people and sometimes be very nasty to them. And he unfortunately did that to Eminem, and he did get his hand cut off.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. I feel like
Which was just one of his fingers.
If you want to mess with the bull, you mm-hmm. will get the horns, is what I've heard.
We
I've
really
not experienced it, but
we only have a certain amount of time, and we have to really figure this out with this tri-month thing. And I promise, this is all Kevin. I'm so, like, when he first brought this up, it seemed like this very innocuous idea that we get, like slightly...
Sounded kind of nice to me.
...better guests than we usually get. I sort of assumed that Kevin would be doing a lot of the work as, like,
I know.
That being, like, his main job.
Something has gone unpunished for too long, which is that I believe when we recorded... our episode with Sashir, Kevin brought up Tri-Month.
Yeah,
it may have been during that pro version, and he went, well, it just feels like a lot of this is just like, it's me Tri-Month. And it's like, well, I didn't want to fucking do it, man. So like, what did
it's
you think
your
it was
idea.
Gonna be? Like, he's going like, it feels like it's me Tri-Month. It's like, does it feel that way? To me, it feels like no one's trying. Because we got the one good guest, which by the way, you're supposed to be trying to do all the time.
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. I have been trying very hard. I've reached out to 40 people since January.
Wait.
Months.
You sent 40 emails? I'm so sorry that we came down on you so hard.
Some of them are probably grouped in the same email.
I'm just saying
40 emails with the text the same in all of them?
It's probably pretty similar. I have reached out to a lot of people, and when I said that, I was trying to say that I would appreciate a little bit of help.
So in the interest of radical transparency, what has been happening, and you've heard us make fun of Kevin before for being like, can you do the show tomorrow? To like a famous person going like, I don't know what's going on. They're not answering. Now what he does instead, since we made fun of that, is on Friday at noon or maybe 4, he goes, can you guys get a guest for tomorrow?
I'll be like, who's the guest? What are we doing tomorrow? I haven't heard anything about having a guest. And Kevin's like, do you guys just want to do 2 pro versions tomorrow? Do pro versions and ads? And so then that sort of brings us to what happened this week, which is we were like, let's get Martha Kelly. She's so funny.
Who, and also, we think she's very funny. She actually likes our show, which has basically never happened before.
I don't
believe
that.
Is this true?
I am a huge fan.
She loves the show.
Yeah.
And so we're like, wouldn't that be nice to reward one of the funny people who likes our show and actually go like, why don't you come do the show? And then Kevin with his sick metrics. And
he's like silent for a second. I can like sort of hear him doing little like calculations on the other end. But the thread goes very quiet.
Mm-hmm. And then he said, maybe we could release that one in April. And you and took his like, side earlier, this man.
Well, I still would have to take his side. I would for sure release this at the earliest in April.
But we're doing topical stuff. This Cat Chipotle could be closed by then.
That's true. This is a dilemma.
So we're in this place where, like, we need episodes for Tri-Month. We have to, I mean, like, we're like, oh, it's this or like nothing at all. But Kevin is so obsessed with just like a certain level of fame in his mind.
But he can't get them. So he's like, I need you to get a guest the night before. And it has to be a famous person.
Did not say that. I said I would like appreciate some help. I'm not saying that you need to do it. I was just asking for some help.
Well, this is that we
but
got
we're,
someone
but we're
in
completely
here
handcuffed.
But it's not enough for you. So basically what we have to do is come up with a way to make Martha famous enough by the time when this episode comes out that Kevin will be satisfied and allow it to be released as part of Tri-Month.
Yeah, or else I get punished.
Yes. So do we like
when Martha does?
Yeah,
because
oh,
of course the backlash in the middle of Tri-Month when we release a Martha Kelly episode and she's at her current level of fame is going to be devastating.
And Kevin's has some weird plan for April, I think, where that is going to be called Suck Month.
Wow, that well,
that's not
and
true,
I've just
Martha.
Seen like his notes about it. I don't know like the real details.
Yeah,
I
that mean, it's just like this huge letdown and it's like I don't think we should ever plan on that. I think we were at a nice steady hum of doing B minus C plus episodes every week for years.
Yeah, C plus.
I feel somewhat double-crossed by Kevin, to be honest.
Sure, yeah. Right?
I do as well, talking about this in front of you, in front of all the fans.
By yourself? You feel double-crossed by
I feel like I double-crossed myself. It was, you know, it's concerning to me.
When he first wakes up in the morning. Double crosses himself.
It was a concern to me that you're a fan of the show because normally, like, other famous people have no idea. We kind of go through four rounds of explaining the show to the guest, and you follow all of us on social media.
Don't say other famous people. You don't think that Martha is famous.
I absolutely think she's famous. I'm a huge fan. I love Baskets.
If I could just interject here, by all standards of measurement, I am not famous, but...
Do you have a blue check?
What?
Blue check.
Oh, yeah. But that... Who?
Verified.
Yeah.
Verified.
But that... So a lot of people have blue checks that aren't famous.
Disagree.
Kevin doesn't.
I disagree. Kevin doesn't have one.
You think Brad has one?
Here's who's got a blue check.
And I have an imposter on Twitter, too.
Yeah. Blue checks is like, I have one. Hayes has one. You have one. Ryan Hintz Media has one.
Colin has one.
Does Josh have one?
No.
No.
And he has like 22,000 bots who follow him.
So.
I would, not to be self-centered, but I would love to get this thing off the ground where you make me famous.
Me, okay. Yes. Yeah. Me too. And we only have a certain amount. Would it help sort of find out between now and like end of March what stuff you are going to be doing. So like maybe we're already in a place where like something is about to pop. So do you have
would make it easier on us?
Right?
Anything in the hopper for you?
Well, just to lay the groundwork for the kind of work we have in front of us. On Thursday, when I tried to drive on to base camp, security tried to stop me for the show that I'm a regular character on, and then he actually chased my car for a moment because he thought I was just a crazy lady trying to get onto the set. So that's the kind of work we have ahead of us to go from that to any kind of recognizable.
But this gives us a great way to monitor where we're basically aiming at you achieving something that the security guard would be aware of who works for your show. Mm-hmm. So we know exactly what our target is because when he knows you, we can just assume that he's going to tell his buddies.
I hope so. I hope he does.
So obviously the traditional route to this stuff is movies and stuff like that. Which
are you in?
Can take forever,
right? Unless like stuff that's coming out. Are you in Shazam?
Are you doing Shazam?
I might. If I am, I I'm really.
If you are, you don't know. You don't. About it.
Okay, so you're tired from shooting late last night, and so if you're saying if you are in Shazam, you
I can't remember.
Just can't
you
remember
don't know
right
about
now. Okay,
is this? The
Can you
Shazam?
Email us and let us know if you're in Shazam after we record?
I will, but I have a
just after you get a nap.
It would help me remember if is this the Shazam?
Zach Levi is the superhero who the boy from Stranger Things finds a scroll. I believe, says Shazam, becomes adult and strong.
Becomes
so
Chuck.
Is this a different...
He's Chuck.
Is this a remake of the Shaquille O'Neal Shazam?
So that is... I'm so
very
sorry.
Well,
and that
so
is not
I
what the
am
name...
in that one.
Oh, you are in that?
Sinbad?
Yeah. In
okay,
the one with
and so
Shaquille
Brett
O'Neal.
Is trying to draw on like this internet thing that I refuse to engage with. So I'm just announcing right now I will not be doing this back and forth with him.
And I'm willing to do it, Brett. What's going on?
They say Sinbad was in a Shazam in the 90s.
Oh.
Friend of the
wait,
show.
It wasn't Shaquille O'Neal?
No, it was Shaquille O'Neal, and this is exactly why I didn't want to do this. You are in the movie Kazam, where Shaquille O'Neal plays a genie in the 90s.
It's fine. That could have happened to literally anyone, even if they had a full night's sleep. It literally could have happened to even someone like me.
What if I told you there was a movie with Shaquille O'Neal called Shazam?
Okay.
And the writer of Kazam sued production to keep Shazam,
from being released, and that's why it's never seen the light of day.
But you,
so you
were
are
in
Shazam, but we haven't seen you in it, so it's not going to help your level of fame. Right. Is that part of the concept? Or no?
I think that
we don't get paid extra if we take longer to get to our idea.
It's I'm going to say I'm not in Shazam, but I was. I don't, guys.
What?
I really, this is part of why it's really hard to get more famous is when you don't even know what work you're doing or have done.
Right.
Right.
And it's just a whirlwind. But I would say Shazam would have been a good option.
We'd be done.
We'd be finished already. And maybe that would be bad because the episode would be over.
If you were someone in Shazam who, he goes to the grocery store and he's buying beer because he's, like, an adult now. But he's, like, a little kid secretly who's, like, who looks like Chuck. And you are, like, the checkout woman and you're, like, hitting on Shazam and he's, like, a little kid. But he's, like, now he's, like, dating you.
Yeah.
That sounds very inappropriate.
Have you seen Big?
Yeah, doesn't Elizabeth
Perkins
nail
him,
slams
him?
Yeah,
they don't have intercourse.
Yeah, she slams him. They do not on camera, but they slam.
But I just remembered something. Just if I could go back to Shazam,
you may.
There was a TV show.
Right, can you just take her back to that? part of the show really fast?
Sure, coming right up.
In the 70s, there was a TV show called Shazam. That's what I was thinking of when I said I was in the Shaquille O'Neal movie.
Oh, okay. You were in that TV show.
I watched that TV show.
Okay.
That's like being in
that's
it.
And a great start.
If the TV show does a good job, it really feels like you're in it.
Yes.
So are we, Kevin, does that do anything for you? That she watched the show?
I don't think so. Could your...
See, here's the... This is the crazy thing. Kevin is obsessed, obviously, with fame. But he will not let his girlfriend be famous.
I know.
That, so are you always negging her? Are you doing that?
He refuses to let her pursue projects. And she, of course, wants to be famous for singing... And dancing, and magic, sports, but Kevin refuses to let her pursue these things because he wants to like possess her. Like he holds fame on this pedestal, and he doesn't want her to have that power over him.
Well, that's understandable.
Thank you. Okay, actually, Martha's growing on me.
It's understandable in that I understand it. Like I do, I can see
it's
the
a pretty
entire
clear,
psychology
it's a
of
clear
this sick,
concept.
Fucked up individual. But at the same time, understandable can also mean like I agree with that idea.
Right?
Did you know about that meaning?
I do. I guess on some level, I know that this isn't very feminist of me, but I do think that.
The man should be more famous in every relationship.
And if you have to tear down your partner in order to keep them wanting to be with you, that's how far you have to go for love. And if that's what you have to do, who can judge somebody for undermining and double-crossing their partner in order to stay in a relationship?
I guess that's true. Who gave me the authority to say that Chef Kevin should not undermine and double cross his partner in order to keep the relationship in its current state where he is a tyrant?
What if this is his only shot at love and that's
it?
His
likely
only-
is.
And
so- okay, that gives me an idea. A shot at love with Tila Tequila.
Okay, so she got pretty famous pretty quickly. MySpace.
And. Oh, she did that show. Space. Okay, here's an idea.
Oh, yes.
We do a show like that for you, Shot of Love with Tila Tequila. But the everyone we get to do the show and potentially marry you is like Tom Cruise,
Brad Pitt, Antonio Banderas,
yes.
Kirsten Dunst.
And then they're like doing this show for like, you know, publicity and like just to do it. But then at the end of this, you have married a huge star. And that is like a way to get very famous.
Very famous, huh?
That would
and
be
they,
great.
And they'd be slightly more famous than you, but that matches your ideal version of a romantic relationship mm-hmm. in which the man is the famous one.
What I love that idea, and it sounds like my best shot at being successful. I do have a, just to be on your side for a second and advocate for you guys. Mm. What if you can get Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise and Kirsten Dunst for that show?
Antonio Banderas.
What if you got them instead for this show and deleted
instead
my episode?
Instead of just doing your episode at all?
Yes.
Ooh, that's faster.
Oh, okay. That's Kevin faster. Is taking notes.
Interesting. Okay.
What about, so I had a question, and this is just maybe lucky for us at this. Have you been kissing on Jordan Woods?
Wait, who's Jordan Woods?
Okay, that's okay.
That's okay.
And also, that's okay. Honestly what Tristan is saying.
Oh, no kidding. He's like, wait a minute.
So that,
wait, who's, so is that, this The Bachelor?
No.
Pretty
no.
close.
And, but yeah, it's starting to feel like
in
it.
The same area where it's like it is people who are in America that we're talking about.
And it's one man and more than one woman. I'll tell
yes.
you that.
Yes.
Oh, is it Temptation Island?
Okay.
No, close.
That is not in America.
Because some of the people are on
so we're
TV.
Getting geographically farther away.
Okay.
But there is, like, the kissing component, yes, is still there.
Am I saying that name right?
Jordan?
Yeah.
Is it The Bachelorette?
No, we would have said yes if you had said The Bachelorette. It was The Bachelorette. We would absolutely have let that one go.
We would have said close enough, yeah.
What else is... I'm...
Well...
Give me another hint.
Okay. All right. This could be fun. Jordan... How do I give a hint?
Is it...
Do you have any hint ideas? Brett?
Woods.
Jordan Woods?
It's not a hint. Okay. It's not a hint about
Tiger
her name.
Woods won't
that's
help.
That's the one piece of information that we have.
That we're firm on.
So we're not trying to give her a hint to guess the name. That is what okay. she has already
this
heard.
This is the kind of stuff Kevin likes, okay? Kevin, he doesn't care how you get famous, and he almost prefers it if it's through some form of infidelity.
But there isn't that many people who are famous for, like, guessing names, really.
But oh, yeah.
Except for John
mean,
Carpenter, the first winner of Millionaire.
Ah, yeah.
What if that's
his name
my
was John
hook.
Carpenter?
I don't think so.
No, it couldn't be.
What if I could become famous?
I directed
famous?
The thing, so I guess I'll say C.
Go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted.
No, my.
But you see why he had to do that.
No, I do, and I feel like what I was gonna say is not a good idea. I was gonna
well,
say.
Well, hit me with it. I'll tell you.
Well, what if I became the first person to become famous for guessing names correctly?
That well, you can guess any name.
I gotta like, say, yeah. guessing names was never really part of it. You've been given the name.
Right. I'm not. Yeah, you're right. I'm totally off. So wait, is Jordan Woods a girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But this is really good. Yeah.
Is Tristan her boyfriend?
Well, and that this is sort of the sticky wicket, isn't it? Which is that they kissed, and he was supposed to be boyfriends with the Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, and is keeping up with the Kardashians
a baby with? And
but
on Jordan, who guess what is not Khloe.
Mm-hmm. On the lips.
And how do we know Jordan, do we think?
Oh, she's married to Tiger Woods.
Nope.
Oh.
Okay, and that is a Brett.
And I'm sorry, I threw
Brett,
you off
you
there.
You fucked me over.
Yeah. Brett.
You threw me under.
Brett is going to mislead you. Brett is here as an impish force of destruction.
Okay, so we're at where, how do we know Jordan Woods?
Yes.
She is friends with the
best
other
friends
one.
With
oh, Kim
Kylie.
Kylie.
Mm-hmm. And my hint for that would be lip kit billionaire. So
wait, is Kylie famous for a lip kit?
What is she even famous like for? And that was a
creating lip kit.
Classic bit that we...
Do you remember that episode of Hollywood Handbook where we talked about why is Kim Kardashian even famous?
That's when we used to do like opening segments
famous
for,
one, huh?
for the show.
Yeah.
And
show.
Sean said that Kim Kardashian's butt looked like a peach. And this is that something we would
do now?
Do today? Who? Hard to say.
Couldn't say.
But certainly not now because we already did it once.
Yeah.
I don't think it's wrong. I don't, you're just.
Well, you have, I'll be honest, a lot of really fucked up.
Well, let's dig into this a little bit. Your views have surprised me. Your ideas about relationships, gender, and just morality are completely warped to the point that I'm scared
to have to just be sitting across from me.
I will say, though, that will spike listenership for sure. People are
the controversy. It's like Alex Jones on Joe Rogan.
Exactly. Exactly like that.
You guys, yeah.
Could you go on Joe Rogan with Alex Jones?
And he's from Austin, which you were from as well.
The fury and hatred I feel towards Alex Jones, I can't.
Because he's stealing a lot of your stuff?
He's stole all my bits.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's famous for it. And I hope that he gets chased by a flat cat in front of a bus and gets run over. I'm sorry to say.
And then the cat survives because it's so flat. Easy to just stay right
he
under the bus.
He flattens himself under the bus. And then he raises
So the mechanics of this work.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait, what does I'm he not raise? In fear for the cat.
Well, the cat raises his paw in like a victory raise fist.
But if you're standing on a certain side, you can't see it at all.
Right, because it's two-dimensional. I would love it. I would, if I hear that Trump or Alex Jones or McConnell or Graham, if I hear that they fell off a cliff.
Graham Norton?
Graham. I will dance.
Wait a minute. Graham Norton?
He's
so Graham Norton.
He is secretly.
He's a bad guy?
He's a bad guy.
He's sort of like, he reminds me of Brett.
Could we publicize, for this episode, that Martha basically threatened to kill the president?
Ah.
Wait.
That is possibly a very juicy area for us.
And threatened to dance at the end.
Whoa.
That's the thing that should be taken more seriously is the threat to dance. Because I know that, Sean, that you know how to get a hold of a flat cat, but I don't have those connections, so I can't actually get him.
Initially part of my story.
And Hayes, and there's clearly some bad blood about the you not sharing the contact info of the flat cats with Hayes. But I don't have that information, so I can't set it up to have one of them chase Alex Jones in front of a bus. But if you do it,
You mentioned the cliff as well as the flat cat chasing them off a cliff.
Why aren't any Democrats luring them up onto a cliff? That's one really easy way to handle.
Fiscal cliff.
Thank you, Brett.
Alan, I didn't want this show to get political I felt out of my depth, but I realize we do have Brett, who is sort of a genius expert on a lot of this stuff. So the fiscal cliff, now he's introduced this idea. Brett, unpack that for us.
In fact, the fiscal cliff was the deadline. It's a deadline to pass the...
to sign the budget.
Right.
Well...
Yeah. And then if they pass it, it's like a lot of stuff. Don't get funded.
Not to be self-centered again, but do you think I could get famous for threatening to push politicians off a cliff?
Well, that's what we were trying to do, is that basically the promo for this episode that I guess we'll run on like Bitch Sesh or whatever is like Martha Kelly has threatened
basically to lays out her plan.
Assassinate the president on Hollywood Handbook. She has a detailed plan in which she describes exactly the steps she's willing to take. And that would ideally, it would be bad for you.
Or would it?
Well.
Is it fame ever bad?
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I would have to ask Jordan Woods or Tristan Thompson or Chloe or any of the many people we mentioned who will certainly still be topical in April when this episode is allowed to be released.
Well, what do you think Kris Jenner would say about it?
Goody. You know what I mean?
I'm not. Yeah.
So let's check in with Kevin. Just like what we have out there so far, maybe reality show where she marries Tom Cruise, Antonio Banderas.
Okay.
Maybe we figure out a way to get you in Shazam. I'm still sort of working. I think it comes out like April 8th or something like that. Maybe she is like threatening to kill the president. Oh, you know what actually would really be helpful is if you did it before this episode came out.
Then we say that this will be used in court because this is you laying out the plan.
Mm-hmm. So is there a way, Sean, that you would feel comfortable sharing the contact information flat cat?
The cat has to be, is like a big part of the plan.
Yeah.
And we're assuming that people are going to be running from it.
They're really scared of the cat in your version.
Right.
He's not very big.
And he doesn't move. He kind of blows around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to get him.
And he's a drawing. I mean, I should say.
This is really
He's
upsetting.
Garfield.
This is disheartening.
If you notice, Garfield is flat. Every time you look
People
at
People talk about him being very round, but really, if you do try to get
look it behind
on
him,
the side or ever yeah. see behind him, he's completely flat.
Okay, but mitigating factor, I have heard you say he is a nasty cat. And so he would for sure chase somebody in front of a bus.
Okay, but you have to be holding him up and running at the person. If he is going to be, just in terms of...
And my words have boomeranged on me.
Do you think that if I... does this sound like I would have a legitimate defense in court to not be executed for a capital offense? I'm sneaking up behind any, really at this point, any Republican politician or Alex Jones, and I'm carrying Garfield.
Garfield, yeah.
And I pretend that he jumps out of my arms at them, but I'm actually throwing him because he can't jump because he's a cartoon.
Cartoon,
yeah.
Drawing.
Throw him.
Yes, are you throwing one of the books?
Yeah,
one of the compilations.
I'm throwing a book, a paperback book of Garfield.
So I'm just going to quickly look up the name of
cartoons.
One of those.
I want to get it right. I do.
John Arbuckle.
One of those rectangular paperbacks. No, not the name of Garfield's owner. Everyone knows what that is. He's looking. He's going to look up one of the names of the books. I believe the first one was maybe called Larger Than Life.
I had that one.
I had all those books.
Can I?
Interesting.
Would any one of the four of you be willing to play a part in this to help me make it happen?
You're worried that some of these compilations are going to be too heavy for you to carry by yourself.
And yes, for sure that
Garfield at large.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
that's pretty close.
Yeah,
and
That
is that fat joke about him. And as someone with a very overweight cat, this is a sensitive area. But he's fat because he loves lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
If one of you can be carrying a lasagna and hand it, did you see Pritzi's Honor?
Not in a way that I'm going to know whatever you're talking about, but I think technically, yes.
It was on.
It was Angelica Houston. I know the
but
broadest stroke.
I had a lot going on at the time.
Well, Kathleen Turner throws a fake baby at a bodyguard in order to distract him long enough to murder somebody because she's a hit person.
Hmm.
So that's what one of you could do with lasagna. Hand it or toss it to the target, and then they see Garfield in my arms. And that's why they're afraid of him, because they know he's coming for the lasagna that they didn't.
And this is reminding me of Pritzi's Honor in a way in which I've completely lost the thread.
I'm trying to remember.
That's what's familiar to me.
No, I guess. So someone has to lure whoever this person is up to the edge of a cliff and then also hand them a lasagna.
We don't really take stands on whether it's good or bad to be evil. Do you know what I mean? So it's uncomfortable for me for you to talk about some of these politicians as if everyone just agrees that, like, being evil is bad.
But this is just for the show. It would obviously be, like, a huge deal if she
did kill,
ideally, a bunch of people.
As a promotional opportunity,
yeah,
I'm 100% behind it because I'm always in favor of this show being bigger than the Doughboys.
Well, I think that if I could manage to do these crimes, you could have on your hands a new Ted Bundy Netflix type.
Yes,
of
it's so big right now. Ted Bundy special, the freaking you could be basically the new Dirty John.
Ted Bundy,
wait,
legendary snack status. Oh my, what a complete snack. I'm loving watching this handsome man.
You could be as famous and sexually desired as Ted Bundy, Dirty mm-hmm. John.
Now, who's Dirty John?
Dirty John? Oh, well, first of all, check out Wondery. They're making some great podcasts. I don't know why you're on Earwolf.
Guest on one of their Shows about murderers.
Go on to Wondery and be involved in a murder. That's who will do the story of you. So they, Dirty John is doing a trick. And he's wearing scrubs and he goes, just being a doctor the other day. And everyone goes, but then by all means, live in my house.
That is kind of the story.
Wait, they say by all means, do what in my house?
Live in my house. Oh, have sex.
Live in, oh, and then does he murder them?
Well, no. I don't want to spoil, but he doesn't.
He's just marrying everyone.
Dirty John.
Dirty John, yes. He marries almost everyone in the world. Yes.
He is an adult friend out there to be found.
Mm-hmm. I cannot solve this mystery.
You're not an adult friend finder?
No, but I heard about it yesterday.
Oh, no. You heard about it yesterday and you made that face when I brought it up?
What I thought when you said he's an adult friend to be... to be found, I thought you were saying that there is a series on Netflix about him trying to meet people. I'm not...
Martha, can I say something? That when we initially corresponded about you doing this show, one of the things you said was, I'll try not to be too much of a spaz.
Yeah.
What do you think of... when you hear about a spaz, what kind of energy are you thinking about?
Well, I'll tell you, it might not, to me, my version of being a spaz is that being so nervous that because I'm excited to meet you guys that I can't function. And in defense of that theory, I was going to be late anyway, but then I missed my first freeway entrance. Oh, no. And then I got on the wrong direction, a freeway going in the wrong direction twice. And that because I was nervous, I was already late. And that was part of me spazzing out, was not paying attention to what I was
doing. I'm loving this. And
I'm sorry that happened to you.
I've always had a suspicion that... when every other famous person who comes on this show is late, which they almost always are.
Completely disengaged as well.
Because they're so nervous to meet us, so excited to meet
us. They're missing freeway edges. Oh, we're going to see the boys today.
Well,
maybe that's what we're finding out.
It sounded like you were starting to say something.
Yeah, I had the same idea.
I feel like my only ally at this point might be Bosch, but
he's having a big sleepy.
He's got his back to me.
He's snoozing. Well, he can't look. So, yeah, that was the other part of the correspondence was just it was immediately that you were excited to meet Bosch.
I am still hoping that...
How many animal accounts would you say you follow?
I don't know, because technically, they're people accounts, but all they post is their animal, mm-hmm. and then some of them are animal. But, like, Dog Solutions is a fucking...
It sounds bad.
It's so good. It's, supposedly, it's an account written and run by dogs, and they
I'm with you on the supposedly.
They solve things? Prove them wrong. Why don't you prove that it isn't?
Prove that it isn't, Hayes. Now I'm teamed up against you.
I was just going with what you said. But are they solving its solutions for dogs?
The header picture is a dog with one of those phone operator headsets on in front of a computer, and it's just saying, like, we have your solution for whatever, for anybody or anything.
Mm.
And then it's just tweets written poorly.
Yeah.
As a dog would. That's why I believe it's
so
really
the dog's
written by
doing
a dog.
Like customer support, basically.
Yes. And just promoting the brand of dog, just that dogs are great.
And are you a financial participant in Dog Solutions?
I would love
it would be great just for transparency if you could.
I subscribe to their Twitter account, so if that helps them get any kind of advertising on.
So, initially the idea was, can we make Martha famous enough to be on the show, but now we've shifted slightly into can we make dog solutions popular enough
and
that
also,
she can make money off it.
I what I was thinking when I was driving here late and filled with shame was when you messaged me last night, I should have said I won't be any good tomorrow because I'm going to be working late. But I thought...
We would have bullied you into doing the show anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I thought if I didn't do it, I would never get another chance to do it. And if you're the kind of person who is in a TV show like Shazam, you feel like it's worth trying even if it doesn't turn out good. It's better to... permanently ruin an opportunity by trying it when you're not ready.
Mm-hmm. This is good. This is what we used to do, Hollywood advice.
Get your freaking
Scoop Troop,
notepads.
Get the freaking stuff.
Yeah. You have to try and potentially never get asked back and possibly even create some anger that lingers in the people who asked you.
Mm.
Because if you don't do that, who knows? You'd forget. At least now you'll remember me. It won't be in the way that I would have hoped.
One of the most memorable episodes we've ever done. And you are welcome back anytime, but we do need a signed note from your doctor saying that you've had a full night's sleep.
And we also might have like another guest on at the same time.
Of course.
You know, it can't just be like always Martha is on the show. And this is like another Kevin
thing.
Kevin would never let that happen.
Sometimes we have a guest who maybe we're friends with or we just think is funny, who's not necessarily a huge name. Yeah. And we'll say that we want them on. And Kevin go, maybe they could be a guest with someone else.
Maybe PFT could
be on
the show.
Okay, I feel like we're kind of angling very specifically.
Now, we have stolen... I should point out for all the people that didn't like Tom Sharpling when he was on the show and are just absolute fools and said nasty things about him online that made him upset and now he doesn't like our show anymore. I should say that what you've been enjoying of our new Chef Kevin impression is actually Tom's AP Mike impression.
Just doing AP Mike.
And it's such a funny voice. It's so good to just make the person you're doing an impression of sound not credible at all that we've stolen it.
But we do need a new, it reminds me, we do need a new Tom. Because he won't do the show anymore.
Martha!
We need someone to be on the show 15 times a year.
I have mixed feelings because if I could get away with it, I would hide under this table when you all leave the building and be here every time you record.
Okay, you don't have to do that. You can just come back.
It would be fun to do that. It's fun to get away with
Okay, it seems like
stuff.
You just want
to
do that anyway.
It's fun to trick people.
Independent from the show.
Okay,
yeah.
You just like being tricky.
I like being sneaky.
This tracks with the Trump plan.
But I can't believe anyone would talk shit about Tom Sharpling. So on the one hand, I do want to steal his spot of being a recurring guest. But on the other hand, I want to punch in the nose anyone who said anything bad about him online. So I can't.
It would be helpful. So, okay. I understand that. But it would be helpful if you would say something very nasty about him for just like... getting a clip. Yes.
Clips
are sort of the currency of social media.
I haven't heard him say anything that made me think anything mean. So can you give me some material to think of an insult about?
Okay, and I'm sort of your writer's room at this point.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
He's talking about Mike Love a lot.
Oh, no. The Beach Boy?
Yes.
Well, then, no wonder people are mad at Tom. I fucking hate the Beach Boys.
No, okay, sorry. He also doesn't like Mike Love.
Oh, and to be fair to Mike Love, I don't know why I hate him. I think I heard he's a Republican.
But okay, we're getting off track here. You are not supposed to be agreeing with
Tom.
Okay. You are supposed to be saying nasty things about Tom specifically.
Well, I will say that when he was starting the show, Grease Knows and Eggs, Grease Knows Eggs, I did think that he could have tried harder.
Thank you.
To make it a hit. Because it's wow. could have been
He is
going to
get
easy,
genuinely upset vicious. About that.
Well, it would have been an easy hit. It would have been number one if he had put any effort into it.
Mm-hmm. One of his recent topics was overheard conversations.
I love eavesdropping.
But isn't it a violation Again, of privacy yes, to express it on the show? And mm-hmm. wouldn't that have been something nastier to say than that you love it?
Martha, I feel like giving Tom a note of try harder is perfect for try month. So.
And this is like my idea.
Just wrapping it up.
But I would like to just say, as you're trying to wrap it up and having gotten here late, now I'm going to try and make you stay when you don't want to. I'm only saying he should have tried harder for Grease Nose Eggs. I'm not saying as an artist as a whole he should try harder.
Sure. Okay. So just watering
I'm
it down a little bit.
Fan.
We will have to cut this.
I'm a big fan of Tom Sharpling.
Mm. Okay.
Sean, are you texting Tom Sharpling
no,
right now?
No, I was looking to see another Garfield title, but I realized that they are all in Spanish. One thing I'm reminded of bringing it all the way back to Hayes' story is some people become famous as, like, Wiley Dufresne as a famous chef. Mm-hmm. Is there a wicked kitchen creation you could perhaps whip up on the show in order to help get you famous enough to be worthy of Try Month?
A food that, like, you can, like... Usually it's a food that you can hit with a hammer and it like shatters.
Yes.
And then you eat it.
And it's like made of something to be something else. So it's like an apple made of strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
I have something that I eat every day and it might not be good enough, but it's in the ballpark. It's a pancake, but it's made out of oat bran, Splenda and cinnamon, and then with hot water. And then
okay, this is pretty wicked.
And it seems
I'm smashing that with a hammer.
Well, you flatten it in a pan and then toast it until it's crispy, and then it's a sad pancake, but it's uh-oh. Crunchy. So if you hit it, it would. I crush it with my hand and then I break it into pieces.
You know who'd like that? Garfield. And we all know that Garfield hangs out.
Yeah.
Garfield listens to his gut. Garfield weighs in. Yeah. And Garfield hogs the spotlight. And eats his heart out and feeds the kitty and life to the fullest. And wow, there's a lot of Garfield collections. Choose the fat. wait, did you say Larger Than Life was the first one?
That's what I thought.
Here's something that you'll find to be amazing. This is his third book, and I'd like you to read me the title and maybe also what he's saying.
Okay. The title is Garfield Bigger Than Life. Wow. And it says, he is thinking, I'm fat and I'm lazy and I'm proud of it.
Wow.
That's funny.
He's the original body positive icon. Yeah.
The 46th one is called Garfield Spills the Beans, like in the story.
Remember the cats?
Yes, who got the cats who fell into the beans at Chipotle.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.